Dr. Saber, getting an office note on patient Henrietta Williams, Willillams, Henrietta, Henrietta, period paragraph. Date of birth is 8/19/1953, date of service 3/29/2023, period. The patient is 69-year-old African-American patient. Referred to see me by Dr. Samantha Malavi, M-A-L-A-V-E, Samantha, for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine, period paragraph. The patient is past medical history includes the following: one, hypertension for years, next, hyperlipidemia, next, chronic urinary incontinence, next, migraine headaches, chronic intermittent hoarseness of voice, period paragraph. Past surgical history includes C-section, period, allergies, she's allergic to acetaminophen and prednisone, she gets a rash. Social history, she's single, planning to get married next year. She's had total one daughter in the past. No smoking, no alcohol use, no drug use. She works as a pastor at store at Star of Hope Emergency Shelters. Family history, mother with hypertension, father was healthy. She has three brothers and one sister. One brother had recent CVA and seizure at his late 50s. Period. Review system reveals occasional migraine headache, right-sided, for which she takes ibuprofen on a regular basis, at least once a month. Next, no chest pain or shortness of breath. She does report intermittent hoarseness of voice. Also, she has no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea or constipation reported. She has chronic urinary incontinence, occasional like swelling. All other systems reviewed are negative. She had a total of three COVID-19 vaccines, period. All other systems reviewed are negative. Current medications include the following: aspirin, magnesium, metoprolol, nifedipine, oxybutynin, simvastatin, hydrochlorothiazide, period paragraph. On physical exam, her vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils generally active light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular venous distension bilaterally, most oral mucosal and pharyngeal erythema, noted pupil paragraph, neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regular, and rhythm normal, sphenous 2, no murmurs heard, no friction of her lungs, active to auscultation, no crackles, obesity, her pupil paragraph, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guardian rebound or rigidity. Extremities, there is no edema in the lower extremities. Skin, no skin rash, noted neuro exam. It's now focal investigation. Show the following from 3/1/2023. STD screen was negative, hepatitis B and C negative, HIV negative. Her BUN is 15, creatinine 1.27, GFR 46 milliliter per minute. Her total CO2 is 36, total calcium is 10.6, A1C 5.5. Her hemoglobin is 14.2, platelet count 371, period paragraph. Assessment, apply 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. Patient has hypertension as a risk factor for chronic kidney disease. We are going to do a full workup, including a serologic workup, imaging studies, and quantification of proteinuria. Next diagnosis, chronic urinary incontinence, advise patient to see a uro-GYN specialist. For that purpose, continue oxybutynin for now. We are going to check her bladder ultrasound and check her PVRs, period. Next, hyperlipidemia, continuous simvastatin. Next, hypercalcemia with contraction and calcium related to use of hydrochlorothiazide. We are going to discontinue hydrochlorothiazide at this time. Monitor blood pressure and adjust according to response, period. Paragraph next. Chronic migraine headache patient was advised to avoid NSAIDs, period. Next, intermittent chronic hoarseness of voice, followed by PCP, period paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Malavi, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I'll see you back in 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup, and for further recommendations, I will keep you updated on her progress. End of report, thanks. CC, Dr. Samantha Malavi, M-L-A-V-E, end of report, thanks.